and welcome to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today, March Madness prayers are being answered. Yes, she's back. The best-known college basketball fan in the land is back at the NCAA March Madness Men's Tournament, cheering her favorite team on to victory one more time. Sister Jean is now a spry 101 years old and arrived in Indianapolis just in the nick of time to lift up her favorite basketball team in prayer this past weekend. The Loyola University Chicago Ramblers came into this year's tournament with a number 8 seed in the Midwest region. And just like they did 3 years ago, the Ramblers have beaten some big conference powers already. They surprised ACC tournament champ Georgia Tech in round 1 and then knocked off Big Ten bully and the region's number 1 seed Illinois on Sunday afternoon. The 71-58 win by Loyola Chicago over top-seeded Illinois really wasn't that close. The Ramblers played with far more poise than their in-state rivals. And for a team which had been ranked number 1 in the nation for several weeks this season, the Fighting Illini are now heading home after being ambushed at the pass by Sister Jean's inspired basketball team.
Excellent.
3 years ago, the Loyola Chicago Ramblers burst onto the national stage being led by then 98-year-old Sister Jean. The men's basketball team from Chicago's Catholic University is once again being spiritually led by Sister Jean from the Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. With Sister Jean's prayers and fervent support, even non-basketball fans from around the world heard about Loyola Chicago and their forever young, longtime basketball fan. 3 years ago, Loyola Chicago advanced to the 2018 Final Four for the first time since 1963, only to lose to Michigan in the semifinals. By the Final Four 3 years ago, Sister Jean bobblehead dolls were being sold for as much as $300 on eBay.
Bye, bye, bye!
Now, just 3 years later, the 101-year-old Sister Jean, who has received her COVID vaccines, was escorted into an Indianapolis gymnasium over the weekend to help support her favorite team once again. In Sunday's second-round game against the much-overhyped Illinois Fighting Illini, Sister Jean, who is also the team's chaplain, led the pregame prayer. She confidently offered a bit of pregame coaching advice to the team as well. She prayed, "As we fight the Fighting Illini, we ask for special help to overcome this team and get a great win. We hope to score early and make our opponents nervous. We have a great opportunity to convert rebounds as this team makes about 50% of layups and 30% of its three-pointers. Our defense can take care of that." So says Sister Jean. Amen. She's right about that Loyola Chicago defense, though. The Ramblers are ranked number 1 in the country by holding their opponents to a paltry 55.8 points per game. And more importantly, the Ramblers' average margin of victory this year has been almost 16 points a game, which is good for number 5 nationally. Translated, that means Loyola Chicago is not a fluke. This team is a defensive monster and has no trouble scoring points at the other end of the court. Meanwhile, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the local media usually gives most of their coverage to Oklahoma State University, but they're gone. Oklahoma, they're out of here. And the University of Tulsa, who didn't even make this year's tournament. Even in Tulsa, Oral Roberts University of the Summit League usually gets shortchanged in media coverage. The school, located in South Tulsa, was founded in 1963 by evangelical leader Oral Roberts. Now, Roberts was best known for his series of televised evangelism programs, which began airing around the country in the late 1950s. The televangelist, who was best known for the phrase, "Expect a miracle," remained on the air for nearly 4 decades before he passed away in 2009 at the age of 91. Oral Roberts University features several unique architectural structures on campus. Visitors to the Tulsa campus will be greeted by a giant bronze sculpture featuring a pair of 60-foot praying hands. The 11,000-seat multipurpose basketball arena is ringed in a gold color. And visitors to ORU will also find a 200-foot prayer tower right in the middle of the campus. The prayer tower became nationally famous back in the spring of 1987. For those of us who were around back then. After a national fundraising drive for scholarships came up a few million dollars short of its goal, Oral Roberts himself told his supporters that he is going to lock himself up inside the tower and pray and fast until, quote, "victory comes or God calls me home." Public interest grew quickly as some feared that the famous evangelist might actually be considering suicide in that prayer tower. The national media showed up in Tulsa to cover the story. But fortunately, a single donation of $1.3 million after the first week helped to reach the financial goal and coax the evangelist to come on back out. The Oral Roberts University men's basketball program burst into the national scene in the 1970s. The Titans, who changed their nickname to Golden Eagles in 1983, made it all the way into the Elite Eight in 1974 after winning basketball games over powerhouses Syracuse and Louisville before finally falling to Kansas in the NCAA tournament. Fast forward now to 2021, ORU, which is 18-10 on the year, returned to the NCAA March Madness tournament as a South Region number 15 seed. Translated, they weren't expected to win. In the first weekend of play, though, they surprised heavily favored number 2 seed Ohio State in round 1 and then dusted off number 7 Florida of the SEC 81-78 in Sunday's second round play. Even the hometown Tulsa media can't ignore Oral Roberts' Golden Eagles anymore. Oral Roberts sophomore guard Max Abmas is the nation's leading scorer this season with a 24.5 point per game average. Though he's just 6'1" and weighs 165 pounds, this dynamic scoring machine has been on fire during the NCAA tournament too. Abmas poured in 29 points against Ohio State and 26 against the Gators of Florida over the weekend. Now looking ahead to next weekend's Sweet 16, Oral Roberts will square off against number 3 seed Arkansas. The Razorbacks narrowly dodged elimination this past weekend after a 2-point win over Texas Tech. Earlier this year, Oral Roberts lost to Arkansas by 11 points, 87-76, in Fayetteville. But this repeat matchup will have a lot more riding on the game. And as for Sister Jean's Loyola Chicago Ramblers, the third round of the tournament this coming weekend will feature a matchup with upstart number 12 seed Oregon State. The Pac-12 Beavers have been gnawing their way through opponents en route to winning the Pac-12 tournament and then upsetting number 5 seed Tennessee and number 4 seed Oklahoma State in the March Madness tournament play so far. Loyola's number 1 ranked defense will need to apply another 40 minutes of pressure to shut down those pesky Beavers next weekend. With Sister Jean's tailor-made pregame prayers on behalf of her Loyola Chicago men's team, and a prayer tower filled with people in South Tulsa pulling for yet another Oral Roberts miracle next weekend, the other 14 teams in this year's men's Sweet 16 might want to reconsider upping their prayer games too, soon. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.